This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Depending on where they are ambient weather-wise, farmers in this economy are starting to plan for harvest season, keeping an eye on their crops and making their educated best guesses on yields and thus profits. And just like the rest of us and the rest of, you know, businesses, farmers aren't immune from broader economic trends, which are not completely great right now, as we all know. Patrick Smith runs Loftus Ranches up in Yakima, Washington. Apples and hops are what he and the family grow. Patrick Smith, it's good to talk to you again. Been a while. It's been a long while.
Yeah, good to talk to you too, Kai.
Been like a year and a half. First of all, the standard warm-up question, how's business?
You know, we're hanging in there. You know, we've got our challenges related to some of the macroeconomic stuff going on that I'm sure we'll talk about. But, overall, beer's still a good business. People are still eating fruit and vegetables. And, yeah, so overall, I don't have that much to complain about, actually.
All right. Well, good. That's good news. Now let's break it down to macroeconomics and the stuff you grow. Hops, first of all, obviously, beer, you guys run a brewery as well. Did I remember you telling me at some point that you sell a bunch of your hops over in Europe, right?
Yeah, that's correct. About a third of our total production is sold over in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's do a little foreign currency exchange here. And as you well know, the dollar and the euro are darn near at parity. I don't know where they are exactly today, but it's pretty close to 1-to-1. That cannot be good for your business on contracts that I imagine were signed when the euro was not at parity.
Yeah, I think our weighted average contract price over in Europe is somewhere in the, you know, $13, $15 range. We do have some expenses over there in Europe, personnel and you know, logistics and stuff like that, that we can pay, you know, with the revenue that we receive in euros. But when we bring whatever's left back over to the U.S. here, of course, we're getting 10 to 15% fewer dollars than we used to.
That doesn't seem like a viable business proposition.
It's tough, but it's part of the risk of doing international business is currency risk, of course. And so we do some hedging and stuff like that to help minimize our exposure. But certainly for exporters like us, you know, this significant dollar strength does impact our ability to be competitive in those markets.
Okay, so the monster under the bed, as it were, inflation. What does that mean for you, a guy running a family business, a farm, a ranch, in the Yakima Valley in Washington?
Yeah, I mean it's affecting us. Actually, you know, our wages are up 7%+ this year over last year, and you know, other major cost categories for us. In some cases, some fertilizer materials are up nearly double from where they had been. You know, even just a year or two ago, and you know, when I look at our top four or five cost categories, and wages being up 7% is on the lower end of increases. You know, that's definitely squeezing margins. Substantially for us.
What is your ability then to pass on costs to your consumers?
Yeah, it's really limited. Really? You know, generally farmers are price takers versus price setters, and you know,
that means you have to take the price that you can get, basically.
Yep. Huh. Yeah, you know, a lot of our products are easily substituted with products in other, you know, coming from other parts of the world or other parts of the United States. And so, you know, a lot of our contracts are multi-year contracts that were signed when inflation was, you know, 2%. And, you know, we built our kind of five-year plan on 2% inflation. And, you know, now with inflationary pressures where they are, that's certainly looking, you know, a little less attractive than maybe it did, you know, 2 or 3 years ago.
Overall, then, Loftus Ranches, are you guys doing well? Are you hanging in? Are you grinding it out? What are you doing?
Yeah, you know, I think overall we're doing well. You know, every year has its challenges. I mean, what we talked 2 years ago about all the challenges that we were having with our labor force and COVID and what that was doing. And, you know, now it's a new challenge. But overall, we're doing all right.
He's ranching. He's running the family business, and he and his siblings run the brewery as well. It's called Bailbreakers. The brewery, Loftus Ranches, is the place they grow the apples and the hops. Patrick Smith, up in Yakima, Washington. Patrick, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time. Really good to talk to you again.
Yeah, thank you, Kai. It's a pleasure.